03.
Banana residents bemoan water shortages. Youth activist raises alarm over illegal sale of alcohol around Nipa and Evelyn Horn College. And in Africa news, Kenya police shook up a president's protection team after a security breach. More news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Kabanana compound in Lusaka have raised concern over persistent water shortages affecting the community. The residents say the continued lack of water is making life difficult for many households and disrupting their daily activities. Speaking to Kambon Ready News, the residents described water as one of the biggest challenges facing the area. They also complained that the local leadership has not done enough to address the situation. The residents have since appealed to aspiring candidates seeking to represent Kabanana to prioritize the improvement of water supply once elected. They stress that access to clean and reliable water is important and should be treated as an urgent matter.
Bantu wanachokumbisa matanki wano kuno kuipa manzi ya boma. Boma itinanga lepo kimwe bantu. Ni wanu kwacha, kuinango ni wanu kwacha 15. Ngati uribe mwe bantu raisi ya kosa ni shikulipe manzi. Tizangala bwani mshalo mwe bantu. Bantu obutika tulipe drama. Tizangala bwani tunasunga bwani wana. Tirina wana onyosha. Wazavana bwani matevera kuti tuwashe matevera kuwasha. Bovara kuti vana vazione kabwino manje yogula ngati ndipendera mozankara bwanji boma itiranganepo tabutika tevantu kuno kwamaitola kabanana kulipe manje ya boma.
Youth activist Rudolf Mwanza has expressed concern over the continued sale of illicit beer and illegal drugs near the gates of Evelyn Horn College and National Institute for Public Administration NIPA in Lusaka. Mr. Mwanza says the situation is becoming more visible and is negatively affecting young people in the area. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Mwanza says the presence of drug dealers near the two institutions is exposing students to harmful substances. He noted that many youths are vulnerable and can easily be influenced into drug abuse if the matter is not addressed urgently. Mr. Mwanza has since called on law enforcement agencies and relevant authorities to intensify patrols around the two higher learning institutions and kept the illegal sale of alcohol and drugs.
Abama traders moving to Zambia wale tona wilava na mama school. Instead ya kutela taba na mama school wale Zambia ma classes, they are busy loitering around abusing alcohol and drugs. And this type of alcohol being sold, fikapu, it's not even tasted by Zabs. And eventually it's affecting the health of our children. Eicho Nomba, I'm calling upon the Lusaka Commission of Police, now a council police, that they should visit that area. And whoever is going to be found wanting should be arrested and brought to book. I think he can be an example kudibambi. And if I can tap over him, I'm sure bala kwa tapo no mwenso. Because this is not right. That is not a premise for alcohol consumption or trading, no.
A Congolese woman has been fined 5,000 kwacha by Capron Ponshi subordinate court for entering and remaining in Zambia without legal documentation. Diana Kanamu appeared before a resident magistrate Benia Kende and pleaded guilty to one count of unlawful presence in the country under the Immigration and Deportation Act. The court heard that Kanamu was intercepted by immigration officers at Luanshimba checkpoint in Capron Ponshi district along the Great North Road while traveling from Lusaka to the Kasumba-Lessa border. In mitigation, Kanamu told the court she came to Zambia after her former boyfriend, a Zambian businessman, facilitated her entry without proper documents and later abandoned her. She pleaded for leniency, saying she wanted to return to her infant child and younger brother in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The court later fined her 5,000 kwacha for her illegal stay in Zambia. Young People for Positive Change Executive Director Albert Chilea has expressed concern over the implementation of the Constituency Development Fund, saying political interference is reducing its impact on job creation. Mr. Chilea acknowledged that the fund has introduced youth and women empowerment programs, with some young people benefiting from training, loans and grants. He, however, said access to CDF resources allegedly favors individuals connected to political leaders and committees, leaving out many deserving applicants.
Now, when you talk of job creation under CDF, I believe there is little that has been done. Yes, we've seen a lot of young people that have been trained in various skills, disciplines, see people that have been empowered when it comes to loans and grants. Yeah, we've seen a good number of them, but let's go on the ground. The impact is not being seen. So the reason is simple. You find that, number one, the system, how are we giving empowerment loans? How are we giving empowerment grants? We are giving empowerment grants to people based because we know them. And this is why you find that the loan component, even the grant component under CDF, they've performed poorly in the community. Do a feasibility study. How many from those who've been empowered have been able to create jobs? You find that people are just sharing the money. Definitely, there is a political...
And Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Executive Director Elias Mlenga has commended government efforts to create jobs for youth across different sectors. Mr. Mlenga has, however, called for proper utilization and maintenance of CDF projects to ensure sustainable employment opportunities.
The rate of unemployment is still high. Yes, it is true, because you are talking of over 21 million people. And in that 21 million people, we are saying 35% are youth. And right now, I can say maybe the ratio of the youth that have gotten jobs from 35%, maybe they are about 17%, almost half. So going forward, we just have to be productive. With this CDF, it should be properly utilized by local authorities.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.